China's new Fujian carrier, big debut, bigger questions. News analysis. China's newest aircraft carrier, the Fujian, arrived with big claims about a new era for the country's navy and glossy footage of its J-35 stealth fighter launching from the deck. Beijing framed the debut as a major step toward challenging U.S. naval power. But defense analysts say the carrier's actual capabilities remain limited. Behind the polished rollout are unresolved questions about its design, power system, and the steep learning curve China still faces in carrier aviation. On November 5th in Sanya, Hainan, China commissioned the Type 003 Fujian, its most advanced aircraft carrier and the first outside the U.S. Navy to use electromagnetic catapults. Days earlier, Beijing had released footage of its new J-35 stealth fighter launching from and recovering aboard the ship. Together, the images cast the Fujian as a major technological leap for the People's Liberation Army Navy. Analysts, however, note that the Fujian is still conventionally powered, running on traditional fossil fuel engines, carries fewer catapults than U.S. supercarriers, and will likely face the same painful learning curve the U.S. Navy went through with electromagnetic launch systems. They also note that its deck layout and power requirements may limit the number of air missions it can conduct. The ship is also entering service as China's military and defense industry undergoes a sweeping anti-corruption purge. All of that undercuts the triumphant messaging. What China has, what it doesn't. Chinese state-run Xinhua confirmed that the commissioning and flag-presenting ceremony took place on November 5th, with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in attendance. The event occurred in Sanya, home port for the Navy under China's Southern Theater Command. The Fujian displaces roughly 80,000 to 85,000 tons, uses three electromagnetic catapults, and is conventionally powered. By comparison, the U.S. Navy's Ford-class carriers each displace about 100,000 tons, mount four catapults, and are nuclear-powered. The PLA Navy has also shown the Fujian launching and recovering three new aircraft types, the J-35 stealth fighter, a catapult-capable J-15T, and the KJ-600 airborne early warning aircraft. This progress shows China has moved beyond ski jump carriers and into catapult-assisted takeoff, but arrested recovery operations, said Mark Chow, a U.S.-based military tech analyst, former materials engineer, and host of the Chinese-language military news YouTube channel Mark Space. Older ski jump carriers rely on an angled ramp to help jets take off under their own power. Because the aircraft must be light enough to get airborne without a catapult, ski jump systems limit how much fuel and how many weapons a jet can carry. By adopting catabar operations, the Fujian can use electromagnetic catapults to launch heavier aircraft with fuller fuel tanks and larger weapons loads, and it can support more advanced types such as airborne early warning planes that a ski jump system cannot launch effectively. But demonstration is not the same as readiness, Chow told the Epoch Times. The Fujian will still need years of workups before it can deliver full combat capability. Conventional power, short legs. The Fujian's propulsion choice is strategic and limiting, Chow said. Unlike U.S. and French carriers, it is not nuclear-powered. By choosing a conventional propulsion system for the Type 003 Fujian, China could get the ship to sea sooner without waiting for a naval reactor program to mature, Chow explained. Building nuclear carriers requires reactor infrastructure, global basing arrangements, and training that China may not yet be ready to put in place or reveal. The trade-off is endurance. The Fujian will need periodic refueling on the scale of long ocean passages, roughly 10,000 nautical miles, a constraint that forces the ship to depend on vulnerable supply lines in wartime, he said. Nuclear carriers, by contrast, can operate for more than 20 years without refueling. Beijing has fielded fast combat support ships to keep pace with its carriers, but replenishment oilers offer only a thin layer of protection against modern anti-ship missiles and submarines. The logic is simple. A carrier that burns fuel must safeguard the fuel, Chow said. Shen Mingxi, a research fellow at Taiwan's Institute for National Defense and Security Research, goes further, calling the Fujian's conventional power a fatal weakness if its fuel train is disrupted. The ship's electrical demands are tight, meaning any power system hiccup could ripple into the catapults, Shin told the Epoch Times. Electromagnetic aircraft launch systems and advanced arresting gear require huge bursts of electricity. A diesel or steam plant struggles to provide the same steady, high-output power that a nuclear plant can, he explained. Nuclear carriers can also sustain high speeds for long periods, which is crucial for generating wind over the deck for flight operations, rapid repositioning, and staying ahead of threats. Flight deck design and combat air power. Carrier air power is ultimately about cycles, how fast a ship can recover, respot, and relaunch aircraft. On that score, the Fujian faces questions, Chow said. Based on photographs of Fujian's flight deck, the angled landing area appears to be set at about 6 degrees off the centerline, tighter than the 9-degree angle on U.S. carriers, Chow said, citing observations by retired U.S. Navy carrier officers Carl Schuster and Keith Stewart in an interview with CNN. That smaller angle reduces the space between the landing area and the two forward catapults, limiting the carrier's ability to launch and recover aircraft at the same time, Chow said. Schuster's assessment is that Fujian's flight deck layout restricts simultaneous takeoffs and landings so much that it may only be able to conduct air operations at about 60% of the rate of a 50-year-old U.S. Nimitz-class carrier. He also noted that the Fujian's landing area is longer than that of the Nimitz, extending too close to the bow where aircraft are staged for catapult-assisted launches, which could pose additional problems. Catapult count matters as well, Chow said. With only 3 catapults, one fewer than the Ford class, the Fujian has fewer launch points available in each cycle. That is not decisive by itself, since deck choreography and crew proficiency are major factors, but it is another structural ceiling the PLA Navy will have to overcome with training and procedures it does not yet possess, he added. Electromagnetic launch, a steep learning curve. China's bet on electromagnetic launch systems mirrors the U.S. decision on its Ford-class carriers, and it inherits many of the same growing pains. The Pentagon's testing office, Director, Operational Test and Evaluation, has repeatedly reported that the MLs and the AG on the USS Gerald R., Ford-class aircraft carrier, suffered reliability problems that dragged down. Sortie generation and extended operational testing into the late 2020s, even as performance improved during long deployments. Sortie generation is one of the core measures of a carrier's combat power. It tracks how quickly a carrier can launch, recover, refuel, rearm, and relaunch its aircraft. A carrier that can generate more sorties per day can keep more fighters on station, sustain higher combat pressure, respond faster to threats, and support more missions at once: strike, air defense, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. If the U.S. Navy needed years to work out the bugs in MLs, even with a mature nuclear power architecture, a first-of-its-kind conventional power carrier like the Fujian will face its own reliability curve, Shin said. That does not mean the Fujian's launch and recovery gear will fail. He added, it means the burden of proof now sits with the operator. Showcase with political baggage. The commissioning of the Fujian also comes amid Beijing's sweeping anti-corruption purge across the PLA and the defense industry. In recent months, China has expelled or investigated senior defense officials, including 2 former defense ministers and the PLA Navy's longtime political commissar, Yuan Huaji. China State Shipbuilding Corporation, the Fujian's builder, has seen leadership turnover and probes as well, including the 2024 investigation and subsequent conviction of CSSC Finance executive Li Chaokun. The purges do not prove there are technical flaws aboard the Fujian, said Tong Jingyuan, a U.S.-based China affairs analyst. But they do raise questions about quality control, contracting, and the stability of the teams expected to keep a complex new carrier and its air wing at sea, he told the Epoch Times. J-35 Stealth Fighter, a milestone with unknowns. China's new J-35 stealth fighter launching from the Fujian appears to be a first in naval aviation. According to Chow, no other navy has publicly launched a stealth fighter from an electromagnetic catapult at sea. But the aircraft itself remains a black box. Even after last year's Zhuhai Air Show, Key performance details of the J35 remain unknown, including its engine technology and how well it can maintain its low observable characteristics over time. Those unknowns matter at sea, where saltwater corrosion, high-tempo operations, and pressure on parts and logistics can strain even the most well-established carrier aviation fleets, Chow said. As retired U.S. Marine Top Gun instructor Dave Burke said in a Fox News Opinion essay, "The real edge is not the hardware alone, but the people and leadership needed to make fifth-generation air power work." Stealth fighters don't win wars. People do, he wrote. And they do it by leading themselves, their team, and their machines in the harshest environment on the planet. Wu Mincho, Ning Haizhong, Luoya, and Gu Xiaowa contributed to this report.